So many people come to me and tell me, I really want to trust my intuition, but how can I when sometimes I am absolutely right, I nail it, and other times I'm so sure about something. I get these senses, I sense something about a situation, what's about to happen, or about someone, and it just doesn't come true or doesn't come through, true in the way that I expected, right? What is really happening? And, if it's a 50-50 thing, or if there is a chance that I might be wrong, how can I then, rely on it, especially when I'm making big decisions? And especially when, something like intuition is very difficult to grasp, right? And very often what we sense is, doesn't make sense, perhaps goes against the information, the physical data that's presented to us, what's in front of us, what's most obvious, right? So how can we possibly trust something that perhaps for you is difficult to really see as something that is perhaps quite intangible?
If you're a mentor, coach, trainer, yogi, or healer, and you sense there is more to your path and this universe for you to discover, and you don't want to wait until you cross over to the other side to find out the answers, then you're in the right place. Using your intuition doesn't have to be vague, inconsistent, draining, or filled with uncertainty. You don't need to be born in a family of psychics. You don't need crystals, pendulums, oracle cards, or years of meditation. What you need is a practical, structured methodology to access, understand, and use your natural, intuitive gift. I'm Desiree, a self-taught intuitive, and I've spent more than a decade helping purpose-driven souls heal karmic and ancestral patterns through various spiritual wellness therapies. I'm on a mission to help you align with your highest calling by mastering your soul's intelligence. And in this podcast, I will share how.
And of course, we all want to be very sure of our intuition. We want to be sure that whatever we sense is accurate, is true, and so on. Right? Now, the real reason why your intuitive connection, your intuition may sometimes be right and sometimes be wrong, okay, is not because this is what intuition is like. It is random. It is, sometimes it comes, sometimes it's not, sometimes it's strong, sometimes it's very faint, it's very hazy. Now you may think that it being random, it being hazy, or it sometimes being right and sometimes being wrong is normal, but it's not. All of this simply points to a lack of development in your intuition. Okay. And so what do I mean by your intuition lacks development? So when you actually develop it, when you cultivate this gift that you have, right? What that would mean is you have a method that's repeatable, okay? One that is structured, okay? So it's something that you can then grasp, okay? Which means that you can use it anytime that you need, and not wait for it to randomly, wait for yourself to get a random kind of feeling or a random kind of sense. Yeah, and so developing your intuition means having a method. It means being able to sense and feel and see with clarity, right? And it's also a sensory and multidimensional kind of experience, okay? And which then means it It is a very visceral, very tangible experience. Okay, and all of this really points to or helps you then kind of, I want to say believe it, but trust it more, right? Because if it's really, really clear, if you actually have a method and you're not waiting for some random thing to happen, from a random sense to happen, then you can definitely trust it a lot more, okay? But also, what's really important is being able to understand the data that you're receiving intuitively, okay? And be able to understand it with depth, with, you know, deeper understanding. And that requires, you know, sufficient spiritual knowledge as well, okay? So intuition is really the, you know, how I see it, is it is the voice of our soul, okay? And so we are all born with this latent gift, okay? Some of us are more aware of it than others, of course, right? But the difference between someone who, you know, let's say difference between someone who is receiving very, very clearly, someone who has, you know, who has understanding of what they're receiving, therefore is, you know, having their intuition always be right. Okay. It's something that we hear all the time, like, trust your intuition. Your intuition is always right. But in so-called reality, in our day-to-day, for most of us, we don't experience that all the time. We don't experience it being right all the time, right? Which then brings us back to, okay, then how can I really trust it if it's so-so or sometimes, right? But it could just be that one is you don't have a proper method, okay? So you are not able to intentionally use it when you need, okay, for very specific things, okay? Hi, Silvana. And the second thing is if you lack that clarity, okay, if it's hazy, if it is just kind of vague or a bit gray, or, you know, you sense something, but it's very subtle, okay, it's not tangible, it's not visceral, it's not clear, it's not crystal clear, okay, or if you do have a method, you are receiving, but you don't understand what you're receiving, or you're misinterpreting what you're receiving, okay. Again, all of this points to a lack of proper kind of full development, really maximizing this gift that you have. And like any other practical skill, right, you know, I've brought out examples like, you know, communication skills, money skills. Like, basically, if you have a certain level of intelligence and, you know, you have a certain, you know, you're able to kind of understand, speak, think, you know, it, you know, if you look at one person and they're like, and you're like, why are they so good in their relationships? Why are they so good in communicating? They seem to be able to, you know, have it, you know, or if it, when it comes to money, you're like, oh, this person's managing their money so well, right? They seem to budget well. They seem to have so much savings. They know how to invest. Like, this is, you know, intuition, like any of these practical life skills, it takes cultivation. It takes that, you know, if you have that desire to really sharpen these skills and these abilities, you can. Okay, you can learn. All right. So now back to, you know, your intuition sometimes being correct, sometimes being wrong. Okay, let me give you an example. And this is one that actually someone had recently, you know, told me about, like, they actually experienced this. Again, they didn't understand it. Okay. And this is quite a common one, okay? Now, how many of you, right, out there have met someone who was pregnant, okay? and you had a strong sense of the gender of the baby, right? And it was so clear, okay? And perhaps so clear to you, it was, you know, you just had a feeling every time you look at the child's mother, you're like, oh, I'm so sure it's going to be a, you know. And maybe even people around you might be thinking like, oh, you know, they may have been guessing and they have been guessing like a different gender from what you have sensed. Okay. And then mother gives birth and you are wrong. Okay. And this is so clear, right? Just for simplicity's sake, let's say you had a strong sense it was going to be a baby girl and it came out baby boy, right? And you're like, what's wrong with my intuition? I was so sure. It was, you know, so clear. I even, you know, maybe had a vision of the baby's face or, you know, the sense of well, sometimes it's hard to tell if a baby's a girl or boy just by looking at their faces. I'm not very good at actually identifying that. But yeah, maybe you had a vision of the child. Perhaps you just had a sense of the child's personality, you know, whatever that is, okay? Or it's just a strong feeling that you had, right? So then what was going really, like, wrong, right? And this is, you know, it's almost like your failure staring you in your face, right? Because you're like, oh, it's a baby boy. So then my intuition was wrong. What does this mean? Now, when and if you understand spirituality and energy a bit better and more deeply, okay? And when you develop your intuition and understand that better as well, okay? You start to understand that, you know, what we receive intuitively. Now, if our intuition is the voice of our soul, okay? What language does it speak? Now, it doesn't speak the native language that you speak, unfortunately. If it did, it would be so much easier, okay? So I often like to give the example of, or rather to help you kind of understand this, think about it as you receiving energy, think of it as, you know, frequency, vibration, and we often receive this through our senses. Okay. And when we receive through our senses, often what we receive is also metaphorical, okay, symbolic, okay. And so we are not so much interpreting what we're receiving as we're translating it. Okay. So I always say when it comes to intuition, aim for resonance instead of accuracy. Okay. Because in the example of the baby, okay, there's a very, very clear and easy answer to that, actually, what went wrong, right? Often what we're picking up intuitively is the energy of, so in this situation, the energy of the child, okay, the energy of the soul, okay? And soul has no gender, right? But we can kind of think of it as masculine, feminine energy, like yin and yang, okay? And so even if the baby was born, you know, baby boy, okay, he may kind of, let's say the essence of this soul and this child could have a lot of feminine energy traits. I don't mean femininity as in what is traditionally or conventionally associated with being a girl or a boy, okay, and I think that's really kind of outdated thinking anyway, but when we're looking at it from the lens of energy and spirituality, you know, I'll give you some examples, perhaps some feminine energy traits, okay, something that is more, let's say, yin or associated with feminine energy. This child could be very, very, let's say, connected with their emotions, okay, maybe intuitive. Okay, maybe gentle in their approach. Okay, and so that may be what you were picking up. Okay, and very often this happens where, you know, and I would, like, if you've been in the situation before, go back to the mother some years later when the child has grown up a little bit, observe the child. Ask the mom, because I have lots of moms that come back and tell me, oh my goodness, you know, you know, I'm starting to see, you know, because they may have sent something themselves, and they're starting, and they tell me, you know, oh, now I'm starting to see why, you know, that was the energy that I picked up from my child, you know, and, you know, it has nothing to do with sexuality. It's nothing to do with sexual orientation. It is simply the energy and the essence of the child. Okay. And so really when it comes to intuition, there are nuances. Okay. And there is a depth of understanding that you need to really interpret, to I don't want to say interpret, it's not really the right word, but it might be easy for you to understand then, to translate, you know, that data so-called accurately, okay? But again, I'd rather like to invite you to see it as being able to understand it from different perspectives, okay? Let me see. I'm just checking my notes here to make sure that I've got everything. Yes. Okay. So yes, so that was the baby example. And again, this just points to, you know, perhaps the lack of knowledge and understanding that you have in this area. And maybe you have never cultivated the skill, okay, despite knowing that you have this gift, being aware of it. And I would say that if you are aware of it, it's even more important, more crucial, that you hone this gift, okay? You almost have a responsibility to yourself to cultivate it, okay? Because it is latent talent in a sense, that, you know, it's kind of an opportunity that you're missing out on. It really can be an edge in life, right? Because our world is physical and metaphysical. And, you know, a lot of the skills that we do focus on, and you've probably spent a lot of time, money, and effort already honing, already kind of, you know, educating yourself in that area, all of the hard skills, all the mental stuff, all of the physical world stuff, right? And at some point, you know, you may actually sense and realize that there's still aspects of life that you wish to understand deeper, and those skills just, you know, are not able to kind of bring you understanding into the metaphysical world, the esoteric world, the unseen world, basically. Okay. And the key to all of that is your intuition. Okay. Yeah, okay, so intuition is like any other life skill that you can cultivate, and in my opinion, you need to cultivate. It's ever so important and crucial. We make our most important decisions really, you know, from that side of us, from the spiritual side of us, and that is usually the kinds of decisions that put us on our path, our divine path, okay, and that, you know, you can't use your logical, analytical brain to get you there. You can't just rely on that alone. Yeah, okay, so if this has been useful for you, please save it for later. Share it with a friend, someone that needs to hear this. I'm just going to check if anyone has questions. Okay, so there are no questions. I will bid you farewell, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you. See you.
Whether you are on your commute, walking your dog, running errands, or just pottering around the house, I am so grateful that you're taking the time to tune in. Now, if you're curious about what goes on behind the scenes, I am on Instagram as well. And if you have any questions about this episode, feel free to send me a direct message there. Now, if you found this podcast helpful, please share it with a friend and hit the subscribe button.